For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. This week, PBS and NPR stations across the country are involved in a project called The Stories of Champions. These stories focus on educators who are making a difference in our community. Today's story comes to us from the Soulsville Charter School, a school that has become a model for other schools around the country. Nishante Brown, one of its founding members, started it with the belief that every inner-city child should get a quality education. Recently, Pierre Kimsey had a chance to talk to her about her vision.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up right here in Memphis, Tennessee.
And what kind of family situation did you have?
I grew up in a single-parent household with my mom, and actually my grandmother lived with us as well.
Later on, you would become the executive director of the Soulsville Charter School. Was there anything about that experience that informed the way that you approached the job?
Actually, yes. When I was a kid, there was an imaginary line down the middle of my street. And what that imaginary line meant was that kids on one side of it could go to the better neighborhood school. And kids on the other side of it had to go to the worst neighborhood school. And I was on the side where the kids had to go to the worst neighborhood school. And my mom, a very ethical woman, decided to use the address of a neighbor who lived down the street with that neighbor's permission. But she decided to use that address to get me into the better neighborhood school. I really thank her for that.
It sounded like she was a pretty powerful advocate for your success.
Absolutely. And I had no clue that that's what she was doing. But I totally realize it now, especially in the context of the work that I do. I know how powerful it truly is to have a parent who is doing that for her kid.
Eventually, where did you end up in your educational journey?
I went on to major in electrical engineering at Princeton University.
What brought you to the Soulsville Charter School?
I was in the midst of my electrical engineering program and realizing that it wasn't for me. Eventually, I ran into the founding school director of the Soulsville Charter School. He basically sold me a dream. He told me that he wanted to offer a world-class education to kids who might not otherwise have it. I mean, that's how I became the founding math teacher at the Soulsville Charter School.
The school itself opened in 2005. And of those sixth graders who eventually graduated in 2012, how many of them went to college?
100% were accepted into college. And high 90s went to college. And 67% of those students are still enrolled in college. For our second graduating class, the class of 2013, 100% again were accepted into college, and 95% are still enrolled.
You know, many years ago, I was at Stax Music Academy doing a documentary. I didn't know anything about the Soulsville Charter School, but I remember coming through and seeing the most incredibly disciplined kids I have ever seen in a school setting. That discipline, you don't even see that hardly anywhere anymore.
We believe that if we can remove chaos from the learning environment, then teachers can actually teach and students can actually learn.
Nishante Brown, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
To hear more stories of champions, watch American Graduate Day on WKNO-TV on September the 27th at 10 a.m.